Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm saying free at the end. It probably sounds a lot like three, but... What are you going to do? I mean, it's AM radio, and it's not the, you know, not the greatest sound quality.
Then you end up, like, slobbering into the microphone. No, three. Not three.
855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
We're talking about the idea of opening up borders here in the United States and around the world. And it's... I guess Open Borders Day or something, and it's hard for me to get excited about these days where they just name it something. But it did bring it to my mind, and I like to really dig into a topic.
Yeah, this is great.
And this is one of those topics where you really can, because it's surrounded by so much just belief and belief in nothing. You know,
faith-based
magic beliefs.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like, you need to tear that stuff down. You need to try something new. So many people who say, you talk to people and they're like, yeah, if I lived in Mexico, I'd do everything I could to come here and live a better life for myself. But since I'm here, it's against the law, and the law is the law, and I'm just illegal. You know, like, and it's... It's insane. Either the law is good or it's bad, and if it's bad, then people should disobey it.
Well, I mean, if you've ever gone faster than the speed limit, if you've had a drink of alcohol before the age of 21, if you've smoked marijuana, guess what? You're an illegal.
Well, you know right? what? I think that people should wear the term illegal with pride. The fact is if you look at 9,000 years of human history and what laws have been used for, yeah, I know you've been told, we're a nation of laws. You were lied to. Somebody lied to you. Listen to me for a second. The fact is that laws are used to keep you in your place. The people that make them do not want you climbing the social ladder. They do not want you to have better things.
No, they don't
want anything good for you. They want good things for themselves. You should wear the badge. Everybody should be clamoring for the badge of illegal, and people should be ashamed, just absolutely ashamed to be considered legal.
I totally agree. I mean,
bravo.
I've made the statement before that as long as you didn't hurt anybody else, if you break the law, you're a hero. Good for you.
You know, I think that you're just normal because supposedly people do that. I've heard three
felonies a day.
Three felonies a day, and I think that's interesting. However, if you go on national radio and you say, I broke the law today and here's how I did it, well, that's pretty heroic. So, you know, you're welcome to 855-450-FREE.
You know, an interesting case of this actually about being an illegal is Edward Snowden. Bill Gates came out just recently, and he said no. He said Edward Snowden broke the law, so I don't think he's a hero. Are you kidding? I am so glad he broke the law.
I thought that... So Rand Paul tried to straddle this issue, right? And I think that he did the best one can straddle this issue, which is to say poorly, by saying that essentially, Snowden broke the law. But I think that everybody who, you know, all the leaks that showed that people in the NSA broke the law, they should all be held to the law, too. Because the fact is the law warriors out there, the law and order folks are all talking about Snowden. Snowden's leaks showed the United States government that thousands, tens of thousands of people were breaking the law. Nobody's calling for their incarceration, but people are calling for Snowden's incarceration. Why? Because they know his name. He isn't protected by some, you know, just the appellation like NSA thrown over their face. No. Everybody who broke the law should have to pay if we're going to talk about laws being enforced. So until the NSA and the United States government and the State Department and all these people that have been shown by all the leaks that have come out are forced to pay for breaking the law, then I don't think Snowden should either. Let's go to Erica calling in from Chicago. Erica, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I was just in calling in because you're talking about open borders, and that's a argument I've found myself fruitlessly in over the years. And it just seems like you can never get through to people. And it's especially just, it I can't help but get passionate about it because both of my parents, but both sides of my family have illegal immigrants from Colombia.
Like, you mean terrorists?
Are Colombian. Of course.
Just go ahead and call them terrorists, Erica. Your abuela is a terrorist.
My father had to, he told me once the story of how he got to the country. He had to, it's funny, illegal immigrants from Colombia will call Mexico el hueco, like the hole, because they have to go there and it sucks. And then they have to make their way to the States in horrible conditions. Like, he had to hide under a car seat in a truck crossing the United States. And didn't, he finally got citizenship later in life, like, through, you know, technicalities for the most part. But, it's always ridiculous to me when people get into this argument about, people need to go through the proper means of getting into the country as if it's this easy thing to do.
Right. It's all you had to do is get a piece of paper stamped by a government bureaucrat and give them $15. For God's sakes, it's that easy. I mean, people don't realize that these lotteries go on. People live and die without ever having the opportunity to move to the United States.
It's a mountain of paperwork.
Yeah.
Here's what I think they should do as far as gay marriage goes. The folks that can't get married in these gay Republican states should just go ahead and marry folks from Mexico and South America and let them come here illegally.
Yeah.
The opposite side. Just let them, or legally, I guess, or let them come here sort of under the color of law. Let them come here and live a better life for themselves.
Even that, we have a friend of the show who is American, and he had a Canadian girlfriend, and now it's his wife. They got married, but even to come here from Canada on a fiancé visa was a year and a half of constant paperwork for her. And she didn't have a lawyer. She did it herself. But, I mean, she really had to know sort of the tricks and loopholes in the system to even get through it that fast. She said that was a quick turnaround.
I've got a friend who's got a wife who is illegal, and they basically can't travel because you have to worry about, for whatever reason, somebody's going to want to look at her paperwork.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Erica.
It's especially, both sides of my family, like, they came to the United States in the 80s and they lived in Medellin, which at the time was under horrible violence because of the Medellin cartel and Pablo Escobar and that whole issue. I think the murder rate at that time in that city was about 500 a month.
I don't see why you people would want to leave there. It's perfectly fine in Medellin.
And so when people tell me, oh, you need to just go through the hoops, it's just like, oh, your family should have stayed in Medellin and watched more family members die, possibly.
And,
these people waiting for paperwork to go through.
And their family members who, 100 years ago, all they did was, get a ticket to America, come through Ellis Island, have their name messed up, they're, 3 days in quarantine, and they're out there pushing a sausage cart trying to make it in New York City, which is, is the American dream as far as I'm concerned. And also, let's not forget about the frugality, the industriousness that immigrants bring this country. These folks, it's them that built this country. It's that attitude. You're fat and lazy at third and fourth generation. You're not doing it. You're not the one who's bringing us forward.
It's laughable to me when I hear people tell me these stories about people, just living off of welfare or unemployment. Not that doesn't happen. I know people personally who probably could have gotten a job, but then chose to stay on welfare for a little bit, or unemployment insurance, or anything like that.
All those things should be stopped.
Plenty of Americans do that.
Exactly. That has nothing to do with you being an immigrant from another country. That's just when an opportunity presents itself and it's advantageous to you, you're going to take it.
It would be very, very easy to handle that. I'm sorry. Thanks, Erica. I appreciate it. We're coming up on a break. Thanks so much. 855 450 free. All they have to do is issue those people green cards and then, make it so the people with green cards can't have access to the social welfare program.
Or just get rid of the welfare.
I hear you. That would be optimal, but you can imagine the caterwauling, the cries of racism, whatever it would be. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Amanda Bolfield here from Midas Resources. Today, March 14th, 2014, gold opened at $1,387.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,437.37, $718.68 for a half ounce, or $359.34 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,437.37, $718.68, and $359.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but we've been talking about borders tonight here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype. And our username is lrn.fm. And if you call there, you're going to have to, it's your first time, you're going to have to send a request. We'll approve it in relatively short order. And you can call her right in, and it sounds great, honestly. So we're talking about borders, and I thought that it would be interesting to mention the Free State Project. We're all movers for the Free State Project.
We are immigrants to New Hampshire.
We moved across imaginary boundaries into, you know, sovereign land, and have pledged to work, exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Which is to say that that's not what it is today, and we intend to see that change. And that's a pretty bold statement. Well, somehow New Hampshire hasn't crumbled and you know, gone into the sea. You know, we're not in chaos.
There has been a little bit of caterwauling, though.
Oh, there's always somebody who's. But don't worry, it's warm in Florida, and they've got plenty of state. They've got plenty of government there for you if you like it. You can always move down any old time.
Well, they complain because it's working. That's really it.
That's what it is. If you want to see what it might be like, check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's June the 22nd through the 29th. You can go to porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And it is 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 liberty lovers camping in the woods for a week, vending, playing
it's
games.
It's pure awesome. It's really hard to describe Porkfest, but I've said before it's my favorite week of the year. It's if you want to be around a bunch of people who share a lot of your ideas and values, that is a great way to do it. And
single best recruitment tool for the Free State Project is the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Absolutely.
There's something really magical about being around a lot of people, especially if you live somewhere where you don't have many liberty-loving friends. You know, there's just something that's so incredible about being around a lot of people who also share those ideas. So go to Porkfest and experience what it's like.
Porkfest.com. Let's go to Justin calling in from Iowa. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling regarding this buttresses well with your current topic regarding borders, and that is this recent report about so-called Al-Qaeda encouraging attacks in the United States.
Car bomb attacks, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so there's a report that apparently Al-Qaeda, whoever that might be, says that you know, that it's a good idea for people in the United States to, you know, enact the fatwa or whatever and, you know, blow crap up with car bombs. That's right?
Mm-hmm. And
so what do you think you think that's going to happen? I mean, so far I'm not scared. I mean, I guess it hasn't, you know, hasn't happened in a while.
I don't know. Am I afraid? I don't know about that, but, I mean, the devil's advocate would say, you know, open borders are going to lead to, you know, Islamists coming in and doing their, you know, doing their evil
deeds. Absolutely, you're right. This is one of the ones that I missed on my list, is the fact that open borders allow the real terrorists to come in and do real terrorism. And my rebuttal to that is that the real terrorists, every time they do their terrorism, the top of the list is the U.S.'s intervention, when they do it here in the United States or wherever, the top of the list is U.S. intervention in the Middle East. So, yes, in conjunction with opening the borders, the United States foreign policy is going to have to change dramatically. They're going to have to take, you know, troops out of places like Saudi Arabia, where they prop up these dictators, and they call themselves kings, these dictators, and, you know, they essentially prop up their militaries. Those places need to be able to set up their own governments. And if their people want to fight violently against their government, that's their government's problem, not the United States's. And the United States should buy its oil on the market like everybody else does, not provide mercenary troops to these countries in order to get lower-priced oil.
Guess who also can't come here from Saudi Arabia if we have closed borders? The woman who doesn't want to wear a veil. who
or
has
drive.
Acid.
She wants to drive.
Yeah, the woman who wants to drive or has acid thrown in her face because she rejects a man who's suiting her or whatever.
I think that's Iran that happened not too long ago, but yeah.
Sure. I'm sure I'm pretty ignorant about where exactly that stuff happens, but the point is closed borders prevent asylum, you know, people from seeking asylum who actually really, really need it. And, you know, about terrorists coming into the U.S., it's pretty convenient when the rhetoric is from the U.S. government that there are now domestic and so-called homegrown terrorists. And terrorists can be anybody. They could be the white guy around the corner. So you better be suspicious of everybody, including so-called American citizens. But then when they're talking about, well, we can't open the borders because terrorists might come in. Wait a minute. I thought there were already terrorists here. I thought there were so-called domestic terrorists. So which is it?
There you are, Justin. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would, I agree with Stephanie there, and I would also just rejoin, you know, that from a perspective of constitutionalism, if I can use that word, I don't see anywhere in the Constitution of the government ruling us that says, you know, anything about borders or anything about militarized borders or checking papers or anything about regulating immigration.
Yeah, it's. I don't think the word citizens even used until the 13th Amendment or 14th Amendment, somewhere in there. And the first laws against people from other countries or whatever being here were in the 1880s. Now, that's a full-on 100 years, almost, depending on when in the 1880s, that after the Constitution was put in place and more than 100 years after the Revolutionary War was fought. So you're, I mean, basically half of U.S. history was without these laws, and these were called the Yellow Man Laws, and they were against, specifically against Chinese people.
Wow. And they were called Yellow Man Laws?
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah.
I believe that's what they were called. Yeah, I believe that's what they were called. And don't forget that Texas and many, you know, these places were basically stolen from from Spain.
Right.
So, not that I have a problem with it. I think that largely people here in the United States are freer than those in Mexico. And I think that's a good thing. But I think that everybody should have those opportunities, and that if the United States became even more free by having open borders, it would put tremendous pressure on places like Mexico to shape up or ship out. Thanks for the call, Justin. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Brett calling from Asheville. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, just give us a real quick tease, and I'll bring you on in the next segment.
I just totally disagree with your premise.
Excellent. Hold the line, if you would, please. 855-450-FREE. See, we're going to bring Brett on. It's not that you have to agree with us to be on Free Talk
Live. We like disagreement.
855-450-3733.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, bringing you, well, you know, frankly, it's a little unusual to be able to get live programming on the radio on a Sunday night. Free Talk Live, we're a stand for that. We've done a live program for years, every single day of the week. For years, 365 days a year, and that's what we bring to you. We also bring you a free pound of coffee. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound. You'll have to sign up for the subscription program we have there. That subscription program allows us to put together, we're hoping to put together 100 microloans through World Vision to help people in foreign countries live a better life, break the generational chains of poverty. And all you have to do is buy coffee through us at what frankly are the rates for premium coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% Arabica grade at coffee.freetalklive.com. You cover the shipping, we'll send you the pound of coffee, coffee.freetalklive.com. So Brett disagrees with what we've been saying for frankly the last hour and a half here. We've been talking about open borders because I guess it's open borders day. And so, it's Free Talk Live. You get your opportunity to talk. Brett, go ahead and tell us.
Thank you. We can agree on one thing. Canned radio sucks.
Hear, hear.
All right. Let me begin by saying, you know, you guys were talking about, you know, I heard one of you mention the fat, lazy generation that, you know, keeps harkening back to the Constitution, if I understood that correctly. Let me compare.
I don't think that's right exactly. I thought we talked about this generation.
I think you said that, Mark. Actually,
this generation.
The old people who are are not like the immigrants. The immigrants have like a fresh perspective, are willing to work hard. The older people just want to kind of keep them out and protect their own jobs. Is that what you're
talking? I don't know. Brent, let's just say I did. Let's go ahead and go with
it. Okay. Well, that's kind of what I took from it. Let's compare the Hispanic today who comes across our borders from Juarez, or was it Medellin that was mentioned?
Terrible, that was places, Colombia.
Sure. Right. Okay. Yeah. Terrible places. Okay. You know, in Central America, Cuba, wherever, Mexico. You know, listen, our founding fathers, they faced rulers that were unfair and dirty and rotten. And, you know, they took up arms and they fought them and they changed this place. Now, granted, you can say, well, okay, we're not as good as our founding fathers. Well, neither are these people. They run from these countries with all these problems, corrupt police, corrupt military, cartels running everything. And they run here and they take from us. Instead of standing and fighting and making things better in their own country, instead of taking up arms, they take up signs here and tell us to change our laws. I don't think that.
So you're really suggesting that Mexicans take up arms against their governments and the cartels that are in crime in their cities and stuff?
Viva de revolution. I don't know.
Happening in some places where these drug cartels have taken over. Some of the townsfolks basically are using the sheer strength of numbers to push these cartels out. But I think your premise
sounds dangerous.
But I dislike your premise, Brett, and here's the reason. The
fact is crossing that, our borders.
What's that?
And she says it sounds dangerous to fight the cartels. Well, you know how many illegals die crossing the border?
Oh, yeah, lots of them. No doubt.
Yeah, but that's because it's illegal. If it were open borders, they wouldn't die crossing them.
But he's comparing and contrasting, and I think a fair comparison. So the question is,
closed borders would make these people change their country instead of trying to change ours.
Wait a second, Brent.
In those countries with closed borders.
I think that we know what closed borders look like because we have them. And so far, Mexico's not changing much. I mean, dictatorships like, North Korea, they've got pretty closed borders, not changing. It's China's that's telling, it's Beijing that's telling Pyongyang that they've got to shape up or ship out. They see force and,
That has to do with monetary issues. China's been propping them up for years and feeding their military. They're not about to pee on China, man.
Brett, the fact is the founding fathers ran, okay? That's the point that I want to make here. They ran.
Our founding fathers ran?
Absolutely. The pilgrims, the Puritans, the people who came over here, the people tend to go,
But there were no borders here at that time. There was nobody here telling them, wait a minute, this is our land.
The Native Americans.
This is even a better subject. The Native Americans were murdering each other for land all the time. We just came here and showed them a better way to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to disagree with you on that one, Brett.
Noble people everybody talks about.
Right. That's a Hollywood creation. God. I tend to agree with you on that one. But the fact is that people are going to do the thing that's easiest. So if you have a 50% chance of dying by, going across the border, and you have a 85% chance of dying by picking up a pitchfork and going after the local drug cartel,
you're going to take the
50% chance.
They're not going to pick up pitchforks, man. Eric Holder sent tons of guns down there. They can find guns.
the average peasant's going to have a difficult time getting a hold of a gun.
I got to tell you one thing about the American Indians. Listen, guys, they were so far behind technology-wise. If we didn't get them, the Nazis would have. Somebody was going to take this land from these people.
No. their history is written by white people, who don't give a damn about them, and we invaded their land. And I don't care if they were offering each other, accurate, because these people came up with, the Iroquois in particular, came up with world-class ambassadorial setups. They were not just offing each other, and how did they do that without technology? I don't know the answer to that, but these people were not backwater. This is the exact same thing. This is like tough love. We gotta close up the border so they can have tough love. I mean, come on. This is talking about backwards thinking. This is 5,000-year-old thinking. And, we gotta move beyond that. Oof. Wow.
You have people in the American Indian. Their average lifespan was 42 years because they ran around barefoot with a loincloth. You had other nations that had built ships and industry and guns and everything else. These people were way underdeveloped. Somebody was going to get them.
How are we doing better than them? We're offing millions of people every decade.
Well,
we're not doing any better than they are.
That's what people do. What do you want? I mean, it's what everybody
wants. Well, exactly. It's what people do. That needs to change. We didn't come over here and show a better way of living. We just brought more efficient ways of killing.
Right, exactly.
I disagree.
Exactly.
A lot of them were killed by disease, too. It wasn't necessarily
about
like...
About 75% of them?
Their immune systems were not as evolved to handle European germs.
Babies or something, yeah.
Well, no, it's not just the blankets getting bred. It was just, white people being around.
Their filthy germs.
Their germs, and that's the way that is.
Yeah, okay, well, that's one way of looking at it. But, let's face it, guys. You're not going to change human nature. People kill each other all the time. If anything, Barack Obama should learn from Putin. We should invade Mexico and Central America and say, you know what, you guys are coming here. Anyway,
what do you want it for?
It's just an idea. Now, hear me out on this. You invade all of these countries that people are coming here in droves from, and you just say, listen, we're doing you a favor. We're making you all Americans. We're going to do away with, names of Nicaragua, wherever. El Salvador. We're just going to it's all going to be America, just like with the Ukraine. And I bet you most of them would be fine with it, honestly.
I think that if you essentially said that you're talking about one government overrunning the other governments, yeah, that's probably true. But then you'd have a whole bunch of Democratic constituents put into the play, Brett. And that's going to make the Republicans very angry. Do appreciate the call, though. Thanks so much. Let's go to Ryan. He got the calls rolling
in. I'm still in shock.
Well, I mean, Brett gets the calls rolling in. Where are you? I think Ryan in Tampa. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that last call was really status. My God.
Well, the U.S. kind of does invade Mexico already. Like, we kind of determine a lot of, I shouldn't say we, they kind of determine a lot of the drug policy in Mexico.
All policy, essentially, in all of this Western Hemisphere. Ryan, if you'll hold the line, and we'll talk to you about your topic here in just a moment. And you can call in. Well, maybe not on that line. You can call in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Phone lines are just about loaded here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
Right after the show, I'm going to go out and I'm going to invade Guatemala. 855-453.
With sheer force of personality.
That's right.
Yeah, just flash him that smile.
Show him your badge.
Show him the badge! That is my favorite libertarian joke.
Yeah, me too.
It's some kind of drug enforcement agent comes onto a rancher's farm. The rancher says
I have to inspect your property.
Yeah, I'm here to inspect the property for drugs. And the rancher says, whatever you do, don't go in the back 40. And he says, you realize who I am? I'm an officer of the United States government.
Yeah, here's do you see this badge?
And the farmer's like, okay, goes back to doing what he's doing. And the guy, of course, immediately goes off to his pasture and finds Brutus, the one-ton bull. And Brutus, being chasing him around the pasture, the farmer gets up on the fence and yells to him, show him your badge! Show him your badge! Love that one. So, one organization that will not show you the badge, ProXPN.
Yeah, if someone shows ProXPN the badge, ProXPN's going to show them the door. And they really will.
They're like Brutus the Bull.
Yeah, they are.
Of freedom.
Absolutely. And what is ProXPN? ProXPN, it is a VPN service. It is a company offering probably, I think, the best VPN service out there, in my personal opinion. They don't keep logs. Okay, now VPN, I should say that first. VPN is virtual private network. What that does is it encrypts all of your online activity before it gets to your ISPs, before it gets to Comcast, before it gets to Verizon. What you're doing online, no matter what, if you're doing in your web browser, in your messenger, or on your game, whatever, it's getting encrypted before it gets anywhere else. So if you value your privacy, this is what you want ProXPN. And so because of that, there's a lot of VPN services out there, but they will keep logs of what you do. Even though it's not going to Comcast, it's going to them. ProXPN isn't going to keep those logs. Okay, very, very important. And they use OpenVPN, which is as secure as it gets when it comes to virtual private networks. Okay, it's open source. It's been checked out by the geeks for a long, long time. This is the real deal. You can use it on anything. One account works on all your devices, Android, OS X, Windows, iOS, Linux. The setup on Linux is a little different, but otherwise, all very easy. Even on Linux, it's easy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off of whatever you decide to go with at ProXPN, 20% off the lifetime of the account that you go with. And they even accept Bitcoin, which what other greater liberty statement is there today? So check it out, ProXPN.com.
Let's go back to Ryan in Tampa. Ryan, what were your thoughts?
Hey, last night you guys were talking about the kid with the knife that had it in his car, and I guess it took away his dreams of joining the police after military or after being in the military.
Yeah, he was he had signed up for the military in some kind of early thing, and he was kicked out pending the whatever the resolution was of the case.
Yeah, so I just had a quick comment about that. I think that's great because it's an easy solution to the government. We could give if we gave everybody a felony, nobody could serve in the government. That's a great idea.
Well, yeah. You know, what are the numbers? Isn't there a study that came out that said before 23, how many people, before the age of 23, how many people are committing a felony?
Oh, it was like 30% of males.
It's a really high number.
40%.
Yeah.
Wow.
40% were arrested. Now, that doesn't mean that it went all the way through. I think that there's probably a lot of cases get dropped. So.
Some percentage of those are going to be felons, though.
And I suspect that one thing that the criminal justice sort of studies of the criminal justice system have shown is that it appears to be either intentionally or unintentionally racially biased, right? Like there's the white kids seem to end up in, with their charges dropped in programs that
right.
Keep these things off their records, whereas the kids of other ethnicities tend not to have their have these things dropped.
Or so, economic thing, poor people
it's
can't afford
just,
lawyers.
It could be that.
Yeah, no, it's not just that. But
It doesn't seem to be just that.
A poor white kid is more likely to be convicted than a rich white kid, right?
That much is certainly true. Ryan?
But, yeah, that's all I want to say. I just think the government's giving us a bone here to get everybody an easy way to get rid of the government. I mean, that's a great idea.
I don't think it's going to work in the long run, but I do appreciate it.
Right on.
Let's go to Jason calling in.
There's going to be a lot of collateral damage on that one.
Tennessee, Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to talk about some of the immigration issues. One thing is Mexico is a country that, has
what's going on over there?
Sorry, my son was going crazy. But Mexico, it has drug cartels and stuff running their country, and people coming over here, as citizens and stuff, which is, I understand and everything, but, my kid has to go to school and learn 4 years of Spanish now,
Is it mandatory?
It's mandatory, and I don't understand that because it's before this, there was no law on any foreign language at all, and I don't understand why my kid has to learn Spanish. I mean, to me, they're learning the language of, we're mostly third world countries. I would rather my son have the choice and my daughter have the choice, to learn Latin or,
Chinese, because those are the people that own the country, for God's sake.
Yeah, but
they're the ones
Latin,
that hold the most foreign debt.
Latin has been recognized as if there was ever one universal language in the whole world, it would be Latin.
Yeah, but then you'd want to know Spanish.
But
Spanish is based on Latin, so you'd want to know Spanish.
I just don't think that it should be mandatory. I mean, I understand.
Well,
The
one issue there is that essentially paying for government school is mandatory, and that's really the problem. A school should be able to have whatever curricula it wants to have, but you shouldn't be forced to pay for that school and therefore feel incentivized to send your kid there and use the money that you're forced to pay.
Well, I homeschool my kids it's like you come here and be like, Mexico, once people get here, it's like you would think that they would be more inclined to, want to learn English and stuff like that. And
The Mexicans aren't forcing you to learn Spanish. The people in your school board or whatever are the ones who are thinking that it's a good idea for kids to learn Spanish. And it may be a good idea.
But
generally, it's a good idea.
It's legislation that's passed.
It wasn't passed by Mexicans.
But it was pushed by people that are, immigration support of,
You don't
of,
know.
Well,
You have evidence for the people that supported it? I mean, you have evidence for the claim that the people that supported this are the same ones that, you know, are supporting immigration reform?
No, I don't. Okay. But I would just. But it, the other thing is, like, also, it's like, I think that one of the biggest misconceptions is that people say, like, the immigrants are taking jobs that Americans don't want, or that they're not willing to work, and I just don't think that's true. I mean, I've seen them clear out a meat pack here that had nothing but illegal immigrants working there in INS cave and cleaned it out, and all kinds of American families that people that were here legally, I mean, were in there, that wanted ways to feed their kids and support their families, were in there filling out applications and wanting to get a job. Or, you know, the regular $13.75 for being a hardworking meat packer or whatnot, that's mandatory pay or whatever the wage is or whatnot. Not for,
there's a mandatory pay for meat packers in Tennessee?
Well, there's a mandatory meat. The minimum wage is set a little higher, I believe, for meat packers. But I don't know.
Is it a
union
job?
It's not a union job, but, I mean, when the illegal immigrants are there, they're not paying them the same amount of wage, and INS clears them out.
That much is true. Likely, they can certainly pay folks lower, but that's because of the illegal status, not because of open borders. You know, the fact is that you can, as an employer, I can basically hold somebody in a low-level slavery position if they're illegal, because I can say, look, if you try to leave, I'm just going to tell INS your address.
Right, exactly.
And thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate it. Let's go on to Blue calling in from Tennessee. Blue, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Grace. Let me just, and this is Stephanie.
Hi.
You know, when you look at the big picture of things, the one thing in the 1800s with immigration happened to be that there was assimilation. And
assimilation.
Yes.
Okay, hold the line, Blue. I'm going to talk to you about this in the next hour. Hold the line. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.